It's the Johnny P Show on 102.5 The Bone.
It's a joke.
Get a goddamn job.
You are fake too.
I eat ass.
But you don't say that.
I thought the best was why.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber.
And maybe I'm immune. I don't know.
It's a joke.
Who says I'm gay?
I'm gay.
It's a joke.
We love you, Johnny D. I'm like the green
house. Yeah. I love you too, ladies from Lakeland Wing House. Welcome to the program. Super short show Wednesday night. Hello, B-holes. Good to have you here with us. And by us, I mean myself and Big Willie Coons. What's up, bud?
We need to get Marine Rob to get us the Duke's Girls now.
Yes.
Right?
He's a real friend.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, Rob.
Walk into that place and be like, hey, Duke's Brats. Listen, I know you like the way I tip real big, but I need a sounder for the Johnny B Show. Bye. That'd be great.
What are the chances that he's banned from Duke's already?
Oh, pretty high, I would say. Yeah,
I would say that's probably correct. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're like, look, we just, you know, it's not you, it's us. We're going to need you to go.
I want to see if they have a website, and I just want to get a inkling about what the women look like at Duke's. And is it Lakeland? Is that where it would be?
Yeah.
Okay,
sure.
Let me Google that.
I know the ones that, shout out to the girls at the Brandon Duke's, they're all pretty damn hot. I've been in there.
So Duke's is a chain. It's not just a place.
No, it's a chain, yeah. And the girls were kind of, I think they were wearing almost like what was the old one that they wore, like the Catholic school, like the Scottish stuff? What was the name of that joint? Remember that one?
The tilted skirt?
Tilted kilt.
Yeah.
Duke's kind of gave me if the Tilted Kilt and Cracker Barrel had a baby. Because it was almost like a country theme.
Yeah.
But they were very, very pleasant, very nice. Yeah.
I got to be honest with you. I dig this look.
Me too.
The Duke's girls got it going on.
It's like Daisy Duke, right?
They kind of got short jean shorts on, and then they kind of have like a black kind of like tank top on. And they're hot, but they're not
unattainable.
Right. Yeah. They're like sevens.
Yeah,
perfect. It's awesome.
I got to tell you, I just hauled ass over here by the legal speed limit, obviously. But I was just in Oldsmar doing a show. Shout out to Edge City Barbecue and Craft Beer Bar. Thank you, by the way, to Pat Largo and Kathy McGuire and those folks for booking me on a gig. It means a lot right now to do comedy. I mean, it's only probably my seventh or eighth gig since March. So really, really nice to do stand-up for very, very good crowd of people. They were very, very loving of me and my jokes, which I'm very happy about. You talk about good-looking girls, that place.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up. I have to remember that.
They're very, very lovely. Shout out to Alex, talking about pretty. She was a gorgeous girl working behind a bar.
Uh-huh.
And her husband is a big fan of the show.
He
was there. So I met him. His name's Brian, super cool guy. He's also a chef. Come on now.
Cool.
Come on, baby.
Did Chub Club Mike show up?
He did not. That fat bastard did not show up. He missed out. I ate some barbecue. I brought some home with me, too. I had a couple of brewskis. They have a great selection of beer there, by the way. Local craft beer. While I was there, and I was there for about 2.5 hours, I had a Big Storm beer. I had a Three Daughters beer. I had a Brew Bus beer. All while I was there. And it was very, very good. It was nice. Great, great selection there. So
nice.
Cool. Yes. And I had some mac and cheese and some pulled pork, and I brought home some ribs and some mashed taters and some pork and beans. I'm a happy fat guy. And they gave me money. It's really cool, man.
Boy, talk about your win-win.
Oh, man, it's great. And this really beautiful girl walks up, right? Young girl, blonde, like Jessica Simpson looking. And she's like, excuse me. And she has a napkin, right, and a pen. And she's like, a good friend of mine is a big fan. And I'm like, no, we're not doing an autograph on a napkin. I go, get your phone. We're going to make a video for this guy, right? So I made a video. Big, big fan of the show. Kyle is getting married to apparently a super hot girl named Kelly in February. So I made a video for him. That was a lot of fun, too. So the girl, by the way, that had me do the video, her name is also Kelly. And her husband was there. I think it was her husband. His name's Brandon. Super nice guy. But I think that's the new thing now. I'm not going to do autographs. I don't think I'm even important enough to do an autograph. But everybody has a cell phone with 4K on it. Like, I'm going to do a video. That way you could just send a video to somebody, and it's a lot more fun, you know? So I did, like, kind of a little roast of Kyle and Kelly for their wedding. Hopefully it'll play it at the reception. That'd be cool. So
yeah, it'd be dope.
Yeah, there you go. Phone lines are open if you would like to join Will and I. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Of course, we'll do all of the big stories that are happening and stuff after the first break, you know, all that stuff. Oh yeah, I'm from Minnesota. Yeah, we'll do all of that stuff. So lots of exciting things coming up. We're less than a week away, or right about a week away from Thanksgiving. Man, we got a lot of stuff to unpack and a lot of things to take care of. We have some stuff that we can't announce yet, but we may be announcing in the next day or two. That'll be big for us and stuff. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to get anybody excited, but I am filling in again this Sunday for Bone Fantasy Live.
Whoa.
I'm just saying, guys.
Oh my God. It's very exciting.
I know. It's exciting. It's exciting, man. Our fantasy football didn't have enough people. Our Johnny B Show League, we're 5 players short of actually counting for money. So shame on you people. Shame.
Are we going to do 15 this week?
I'm going to do 16.
Okay.
That's the number.
I think we can do
16.
It.
You jerks. And I'm going to put it up tomorrow. I'm going to make sure I put it up tomorrow. Yeah, it's going to happen. Buttholes. Yeah, so let's make that happen. Fine, folks. There was something else I wanted to remind everybody. Friday, don't forget, all day long virtual food drive on 102.5 The Bone. I'm sure you've been hearing the ads. Participate, even if it's $5, man. Whatever you can do, this is going to be killer. It's a way for you guys to do something for the community. For right here in the Tampa Bay area, we're trying to feed 50,000 families. And a lot of people are in need every year. But this year is, as you know, an extraordinary year when it comes to people being down and out. And just, it's time to step up, man. Let's do some good out there. So we're going to be raising money from 6 a.m. to midnight. And you can go to theboneonline.com right now and donate ahead of time. It's already up there, the link. So let's do it, folks. Let's show how much you care. And we will be releasing a COVID Christmas song for every $1,000 raised while we're on air Friday night. And I sent you the one that I had already made today.
You did?
Yeah. And it's actually, I did a duet with a very famous pop star, did a duet with me, which I thought was really cool.
Wow.
So.
You know, yeah. I got to be honest with you. I saw you send it to me, and I was like, oh, I got all excited, and then I got preoccupied with the day. I haven't even heard it yet.
Piece of crap.
Are we going to debut it tonight?
No. Friday night, baby. Maybe we'll play a snippet of it tonight. Maybe. I don't know. It's pretty good, though. But these are all COVID Christmas songs. I'm sure I'm going to piss some people off. There's going to be some super sensitive people out there. They're going to be like, oh, way to make a mockery. Wait a minute, we're in mockery of 250,000 dead people, Charlie. Way to go. Unbelievable. How's this fat bastard on the air anymore? Unreal. Unreal. Oh, let's go to line one real quick. Hey, Johnny B. Show, who it is?
Hello? Hey, y'all.
Howdy.
Is this Pepe?
It's Pepe.
What's up, Pepe?
I like how you adopted that name, Steve. You just
you
asked
gave
Pepe.
It to him. Yeah.
Hey, yeah, I've got a good sense of humor. You know, it was all done in fun. I'm all good with it.
Oh, you're famous now, PP. What's going on, bud?
Yeah. You definitely got to give them that autograph because that's something that can be held on to. And the written word is, it's going the way of the dodo. You know, now everything's internet, videos, you know, pictures on your phone. And when you lose your phone, all your pictures are gone.
You're right.
You
know?
Yeah, but you can put it on your hard drive. You can put it in the cloud. You can put it on YouTube even. So it's you depend on YouTube servers.
Big Willie Coons. How many times have you moved? How many times have you moved, brother? And looked back and said, "Man, I wish I would have kept that desk."
Yeah.
And you're gonna be able to hold on to a hard drive. And 15 years from now, you probably won't even be able to plug it in. I got CDs I can't stick in my cassette tape player anymore.
CDs nuts. Yeah.
PP, I hate to tell you, but you're a boomer. And you don't. This isn't as big of a problem as you're saying it is.
You got him. You got him, ladies. Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm almost a boomer, brother. I'm only 49 years old. I think I'm a
good,
boomer.
Good
next.
Lord have mercy,
close
Lord
enough,
Jesus.
Close enough.
That's fine. Don't you worry about it there, PP. Everything's fine around here. No, here's the thing. If it would have been like a, you know, she gave me a napkin. I'm not going to give somebody a damn autograph on a napkin. You know, that thing's not going to hold up. It's going to deteriorate. Yeah. It needs to be able to stand the test of time.
Well, I can understand that. Yes. And I can't wait to see this video. So where can we, is there a link you're going to put up on Facebook for this video?
No, it was a private video for a couple that are getting married. It wasn't for me. You know what I mean?
I know.
By the way, this girl, what is it? Brianna Ariando. What is her name on Fox 13? Good God. Let me rewind. I got to see her name. She is ridiculous. Will, have you seen this girl?
No.
She's
I love newscasters, though. Big fan.
Oh, my God, dude. Lord, jeez. Fox does it right. I mean, Channel 8's got some pretty good looking. Actually, all of them. Brianna Arredondo. All right.
Let me look her up.
Y'all are lucky watching to be in that big market. That's what I missed out of Atlanta, was those hot news girls.
Yeah.
Up here in Tennessee.
Tampa's got it going on, dude. Tampa's got it going on, baby. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Even the ugly ones are pretty in Tampa. did you look her up, Will?
I'm trying to find her.
She's a seven in Tampa. She's probably a 9.5 up here.
I bet.
You're right, dude. You're right. I mean, you know, Nashville's pretty good. There's some babes in Nashville. Even a couple trickle down to Murfreesboro. But, yeah, I'm sure where you're at, if they got at least, 28 teeth, that's like the prom queen.
28. You're shooting high, ain't you?
You got to chew your fruit, girl. Come on, Bertha, chew your fruit, goddamn it. PP makes barbecue, hurry. All right, I'm sorry.
I ain't never done no math in my whole life.
Oh, there she is again. There she is. She's broadcasting. They got her on all the stories. Hey, Brianna, what's up? Hey. Anyway, well, PP, it's exhilarating to hear your voice in the beginning of the show. Thank you, man. We needed you.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, guys. Y'all have a great
later, pal.
See you, buddy.
Bye. Bye, PP. There you go, man. There you go. You know what? I love that guy so much. The next time I take a pee-pee, I'm not even going to call it a pee-pee. I'm going to call it a Steve. I'm going to go take me a Steve.
I got a there big go. Old Steve on board.
Oh, my
ready
God.
To release.